All right, Devo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Reish Tes in that little one line, Madua Zelokach. So remember, again, focusing still on the same idea as we've had over the last couple of days, namely this concept that after we've spent all of this time trying to figure out how to become more thoughtful, contemplative individuals, we now shift focus a little bit and try to figure out how to go ahead and quiet thought. So the Mechaber ended off yesterday by saying that, you know, normally we go ahead and if we have an issue, we think until we're able to solve it. And yet here we're being told to slow down thought. What's the logic behind that? He says, "Kikoach ha-chashiva yonik minikudi yosei pinimis." It's because the power of thought really draws its nourishment from some inner point. Hari b'sha'a sha'adam motzei pitaron. Ha-pitaron kimot zoniach v'nofa losoch ha-moach. You know, when a person has a problem and then they find the solution to the issue, it's almost like that solution or resolution, it, you know, just flows into my mind. Where did that resolution come from? He says, if at the end of the day, the innermost part of man was thought, then by definition, when he found the solution to his issues, it's very simple. Where does the solution come from? The solution comes from thought. However, So what's interesting as well is, but sometimes people find resolutions to their life issues not after excessive contemplative thought, but rather what? Like a lightning bolt that just comes in. We all have moments like this where something just goes off. Something goes off, and for some reason, I just see life with a different type of clarity that I did not have before. Why? What happened? What changed? Sometimes it's not immediately even understandable, but somehow, some way, I see things in a little bit of a different light. Where did that come from? Madua, ma pesha davar, machmas shapitaron lo ba me'etzem machshavto, hu ba me'enakuda pinimis yosem me'etzem nefesh. That's because sometimes the resolutions to our life issues does not come from thought, does not come from our mind, but rather comes from a deeper, more inner point called the nefesh, called the soul. Kasher machshava po eles, when thought is working, when I'm thinking, he sho'eves kochos me'enakuda hapinimis. Also remember, thought in its essence is a soulful activity. Thought in its essence is something that derives from the neshama itself. Adam shemitzes korach hamachshava ubala hashkita ma'at. Therefore, if a person goes ahead and tries to quiet down thought a little bit, dome hu lo adam sha'avad yom shalom. So listen to this mashal. What does it mean when you try to quiet down your thought? This is like someone who worked a full day, mit ayef, is tired, holich lishon, goes to sleep, ulamacharas baboker kam im kochos ra'anonim, and the next morning gets up with newfound strength. Mehechan ba'ulo kochas ra'anonim. Where did he find that incredible strength from? Hatshuvahi, hu hechzir es achius lemekar. Literally, he's gone back to his strength, l'shoresh, v'kibal misham chius chadasha, chadashim lebkarim rabba emunasecha. But he's pointing out over here something very interesting, which is that the same way that if a person has an exhausting day, they go to sleep and they wake up and suddenly they feel refreshed. Why is that? Because I've shut down the processes, my physical processes, as an effort to rejuvenate. So too, sometimes in order to go ahead and really understand life for what it is, you also have to go ahead and shut down everything, including thought, in order to be able to reach one's innermost point. Next page Reish Yud. Kach gam b'koach ha-chashiva shel Adam. The same is true with the power of thought of man. Adam tzorech lahargil es atzmo lachshov ulahafsik. A person has to habituate themselves to go ahead and to think. On one end, I have to habituate myself, as we spend extensive time discussing, to be a thoughtful individual. On the other hand, lahafsik, I also have to train myself to sometimes not think. Zu itza gam klape achitzonios. This is true in an external fashion also. Shekach yatzliach lachshav yoser tov. a person will end up thinking, literally, the thought that I do engage in will become qualitatively better if at the end of the day I'm able to, at some times, to shut down that thought as well. Aval inyarenu, hu yitragel shamachshava meuzenes besocho, hu choshev umafsik, choshev umafsik. And I will say, a person is able to go ahead and master the ability of thinking and stopping, thinking and stopping. B'talich hazeh, hu kona la'atzma mahalach shel hashkata. I will say, in this process, a person is able to acquire for themselves an approach of quietude, inner quietude. Im hu mitragel rak lachshov machshava meumetzes, ad lemetzias pitron. If a person just thinks and thinks and thinks until he discovers resolution, hari shelo hitragel ligilui shel hashkatas hamachshava. It appears then that he has not conditioned himself ultimately to truly reveal quiet inner thought. Hu bona binyan machshavti iyuni chazak. Person can build a very strong intellectual construct. But on the other hand, he's fundamentally missing the power of quieting oneself. Therefore, in order for a person to reach this level of inner, what we'll call inner thoughtful quietness, he has to build up this notion of quiet in steps. Ukamar, hachila karishan hua bechina hakamosis. Lachshov lahafsik, lachshov lahafsik. So both say, what comes out from this section is the following. What comes out from this section is the need to go ahead at times to quiet down thought. And the logic behind quieting down thought is that that's what allows a person to discover their true inner neshama. How do you quiet down thought? So he explains the same way that a person, when they're exhausted, goes to sleep and quiets down the activities of the body in an effort to restore and rejuvenate the soul. So too, over here, a person is going ahead and stopping the process of thought in an effort to go ahead and find who they are on the inside. And I will say, now this, and again, his idea behind this is that this is like a very fine balance, because on one hand, we said before that we want to become thoughtful, insightful, introspective beings, which requires thought. But yet at times, there are times where in order to truly discover who we are on the inside, we have to quiet down thought. So he says, remember the mashal he gave yesterday with the stepping on the gas and then the brake, the gas and the brake, the gas and the brake. The truth is, to a certain degree, it's a little bit of a metaphor for life. That on one hand, again, we have to think and move forward. On the other hand, sometimes we just have to take our foot off the gas a little bit. Step on the brake, stop, in order just to be able to connect on the inside. See, the great issue is, what do you do in those moments when you stop thinking? What are you supposed to do in those moments? And the answer is nothing, right? The answer is, that's the point. The point is that there's supposed to be moments of introspective thought without necessarily something to do, which of course becomes an incredibly difficult task for many of us. He goes on, to become accustomed to thinking about simple things. Bebechina echusis shalomech lachshava, yeshna avoda pinimis lehitragel lachshav b'dvarim pshutim. So, say, remember again. So, 2 days ago, he spoke about this idea that there are two different aspects of thought. There's the kamos, there is the quantity of thought, and there's the echus, the depth of the thought. So, right now we're talking about kamos, how to go ahead and literally sometimes minimize or decrease the amount of thought. Now he speaks about, again, how to go ahead and decrease the depth of the thought. And he says the simple idea is sometimes you have to think about simple things. What does it mean? Let's just read one paragraph. Mechad, b'chteisha adam yiknes omak kamachshava, alav liknos kinyan shalmachshava iyunis. Remember again, we've spent so much time focusing on this idea that in the realm of thought, a person wants to be a deep thinker. And to be a deep thinker, a person has to go ahead and think deep thoughts, intellect, meaning to be a deep intellectual. Aval acher mikan, yeshna avoda lehitragel lachshav b'dvarim pshutim v'yiduim. On the other hand, there's also a concept of going in and thinking about things that are simple and straightforward. Adam lokeach nosem od v'yadua. Person takes something that is very well known. V'choshev alav v'sheket. And he goes ahead and he thinks about this in quiet. Mishanin osa old palm va old palm. And a person goes ahead and reviews it. What's an example of this? He says, Limud Torah banoy al chazara. For example, learning Torah is built on the concept of chazara, is built on the concept ultimately again of review. V'kach gam ba'omek tfisa samach shava shel hanefesh yesh lehitragel lachshov u'lishanin dvarim pshutim. And so too again, and even though again within the Talmud Torah, person has to go ahead and certainly think in a very deep way, there's also the concept of reviewing simple things. Reishes gam mebchinas chitzonis mishayragel lachshov al dvarim pshutim yisragel limso omek de dvarim hapshutim oyoser nachon shechashav shehim pshutim. So it's interesting that he says over here, and this we'll have to pick up with this next time in Mirat Hashem, but he says even from an external aspect, there are some people that normally think about things that we call our pashut, are straightforward. But the difficulty is that sometimes the things that we think are pashut are in fact not so pashut. So we'll stop over here for today, but maybe we'll start from the beginning of this section next time. But the idea over here that he's going to focus on is sometimes we have to focus on things that are simple in life. Now, what's simple? That, of course, is going to be the great question, because as we're going to see, there are very few things in life that are simple. But sometimes the way to go ahead and quiet one's mind is not necessarily to focus on the things that are complex, but to try to draw one's attention to the simple aspects of life. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll say, remember, tomorrow there's no shir. I mean, there's no da'asans. Tomorrow and Friday, no da'asans. So Mirat Hashem will pick up. No, because Friday we're going to do the daf after davening in Mirat Hashem. Thursday and Friday we'll be doing the daf after davening. I'm sorry?
I thought the email said Wednesday and Friday. There was da'at ha'tokha.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking too deeply.